Blog Talk Radio.
Oh God, this next generation needs you. God, you said that in the last days, you shall pour your spirit upon all flesh. You said that the young people shall prophesy. And God, the young people need you like never before. For the enemy is on attack. So now, God, I pray against all type of gun violence. I pray against the shooting that's in our schools. I pray against suicidal thoughts. I pray against drugs. I pray against bullying. And I speak over the life.
My people to call by my name will humble themselves. Amen. So it's prayer time. It's prayer time. So we're going before God in the most humblest way we know. We're going to lift up His holy name.
But it will be unexplainable. In the name of Jesus. God, I declare right now that we, your young people, we will present ourselves as sacrifices. Our lives are in your hands. We make the choice. We make the vow right now that God, we will not give in to peer pressure. We will not give in, God, to suicidal thoughts. We will not give in to what the enemy has to offer. We will not give in to the plans of the enemy. But God, we stand and we say we will be holy. We will keep our bodies pure. We will keep our bodies pure. We'll keep our minds pure. In the name of Jesus, we will not give in to drugs. We will not give in to drinking. We will not give in to smoking. But God, we will stand for holiness. We will stand for what's right. So God, we cry out, purify us, Lord. Purify us, Lord. Sanctify us. Cleanse us, God. We want to be holy. We want to be like you, Lord. We want to be like you, Lord. We cry out today. We give ourselves to you. Our lives are in your hand. Our lives are in your hand. Oh God, for we believe you're raising up some planet shakers. You're raising up some demon slayers. You're raising up some Satan defeaters. And God, we stand right now and we say we will be the one. We will be the one that will show the enemy that he is a liar. He will not have all the young people. He will not have our minds. We will be the one. We will be the example. We will be the chosen. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Young people right there where you are, just lift up your hands and begin to tell God, God, I will be the one. God, I will be the one. He just want to know if he can have a will in them. He just want to know if he have a will in them. That will stand up and declare to this nation. That will stand up and declare to this world. That God is real. God is real. I will be the one. I will be the one.
My Lord, my Lord, oh, what a mighty God we serve. It's prayer time. It's time to go before God with thanksgiving in our heart and praise on our lips, thanking Him for being Lord and Savior. In times like these, here, where we've been ushered to the throne of grace and mercy, as we look over the landscape here, we see how the enemy seem to be running amok. But we that are strong in the Lord and the power of His might, we know that we have the weapons to defeat the enemy. The weapon is not ours. It belongs to the Lord. As we look over the landscape, we see how destruction and disaster and turmoil is running and running and running. And sometimes we get confused and we lose hope. But God is able. We want to lift up various parts of our country here today and just pray for them. The ones that's in Baton Rouge, yeah, for the shooting and the killing and the chaos. We want to pray for that city. We want to pray for that state. Amen. We want to pray for the young man, Monroe Jackson, that was killed there. We want to pray for the police officers that was killed in Louisiana. Also, we want to pray for the ones that's in Dallas, the five officers that were there, that were shot, and the young man that was shot. There's the enemy is grabbing people by the reins of their mind. But glory be to God. We want to lift up the ones in Minnesota also, you know, for the shooting and the killing in Kansas City. Amen. And we want to pray for those officers. We want to pray for those men that have been slain by officers. Amen. The one that's in Memphis still, Lord. We want to lift them up. Precious and Heavenly Father, we come before you with thanksgiving. Dear Lord, as we come to you and bend the knees, thanking you, dear Lord, for your grace and your mercy. Thanking you, dear Lord. Thanking you. Lord, we realize, dear Lord, that a lot of things are going on, but you are able. You are able. And we know that you are. Dear Lord, we pray for our city as a whole, dear Lord. We pray, dear Lord, that the enemy takes his hands off our city, off our young men and women, dear Lord. We pray, dear Lord, for the mindsets of our young people, dear Lord, that they come to the realization that you are Lord, that you are God, that there is no other, dear Lord. In the name of Jesus, precious Lord our God, as different organizations and programs are coming about, we ask you to be in the midst of it. In the name of Jesus, dear Lord, in the name of Jesus, we ask you to intervene on their behalf. We come before you, dear Lord, with humbleness and thanksgiving in our heart. We pray for those that are lost, for those that are confused, for those that are without hope, dear Lord, for we know that you are a way maker. Precious Lord our God, as we wrestle with these situations, let us realize, dear Lord, that you are able. Precious Lord, we lift up our city officials, dear Lord. We ask you to be with them. We ask you to give them wisdom in such a time as this. We ask them for the protests to have wisdom in such a time. We ask every man, woman, boy, and girl to seek your face, Lord. Seek advice from the true and living Savior. In the name of Jesus, dear Lord. In the name of Jesus, we pray to you, dear Lord. Lord, we lift up our country to you as such a time as the election for president is coming about, dear Lord. Lord, we know, dear Lord, that all things are in your hand, dear Lord. We pray, dear Lord, that as we be called to do the work of ministry, dear Lord, that we do the right thing in the name of Jesus. Precious Lord,
Go on, Brother Prater. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you right now, God. Thank you, Lord, for your awesomeness, God. God, we come to you right now, God. You see the state that this nation is in, God. You see the condition, God, the natural and the spiritual condition, God, of this nation, God. God, we come to you right now, God. First, God, ask God to forgive us, God. There's anything that's unlike you that's in us, God. Anything that we have done or said, God, if we have not displayed ourselves the way that you desire us to, God, forgive us, God. And God, we ask you, Lord, to forgive us, God, and make us whole, God. Help us, God, to better represent you right now, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we know that we have strayed away from you, God, and we ask, God, to forgive us, God. Help us, God, to be the men and ladies that you call for us to be, God, not just individually, God, but, Lord, even as a nation, God. God, we ask you, Lord, to help us, God, to better represent you, God. Help us, God, to have you, God, at the center, God, of this nation right now, God. Help us, God, to glorify you. Help us, God, to exemplify, God, your character, God, your nature, God. And thank you about everything you stand for, about every problem, about every confusion. We bind everything you stand for right now in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we thank you, Lord, even for what's going on, God. There's some good that's going to come out of it, God. And God, we thank you, Lord, for what you're doing, what you're going to do. And God, we speaking, God, that you touch the bereaved family right now, God. God, let them know, God, that you're there for them. You're there to comfort them right now, God, in the name of Jesus. And we give you the glory, we give you the honor, we give you the praise, and we thank you for unity, God. Unity with you, God, and also unity with each other right now, God. And we give you the glory and honor. In Jesus' name we pray, amen, amen, amen.
Amen. God bless you. God bless you. Blend our prayer in along with yours, Christian Heavenly Father. We petition heaven, dear Lord, with a humble heart, dear Lord. Thank you, dear Lord. Thank you for your grace and your mercy. Dear Lord, we ask you to reach out, dear Lord, and touch us, dear Lord. Touch us, dear Lord. Breathe on us, dear Lord, from the north and south and east and west, dear Lord. Let your glory and your power reign, dear Lord, from the rising of the sun to the going down of the sun. We need you, Lord. We can't do this thing alone. We need you, Lord. We need you. Lord, we ask you to interject yourself in your people's life, dear Lord. Let us not be able to do anything apart from God, dear Lord. Build us up, strengthen us, encourage us, dear Lord. Dear Lord, give us back, dear Lord, the joy that the enemy attempts to steal in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Precious Lord, our God, we have a phone line that's opening up, and we're going to have someone else to pray for us. They have a desire. Good morning. Hello, callers. Would you like to pray for us?
Hello?
Yes, sir. Would you like to go ahead and enter prayer with us?
Oh, yes.
Go right ahead.
Oh, Heavenly Father, Lord, we come before your throne tonight, Lord, in the name of your Son, Jesus, Father God. Father God, we come tonight just letting you know that we love you, Father God. And Father God, we ask that you intervene the way things are going in this world today, Father God. Father God, right here in Dallas, Texas, Lord, I pray for peace and love between all communities. And Father God, in your eyesight, all lives matter. So, Father God, I pray, Lord, that you bring peace upon us, Lord, that we come together in unity to look out for one another, to help one another. And, Father God, I pray for a great revival to come through, that people might realize they need a Savior and get saved. And, Father, I just pray for the police departments everywhere, Father God. Lord, you know justice. You let justice be done, Father God. It's not up to us, but it's up to you. We just thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus, Father God, I just want to say, Lord, just reach out. Reach out, Lord God, and touch hearts and people, no matter the color of the skin, Father, that we come together and be one and love each other. The scriptures say, love your neighbor as you love yourself. Just thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. God bless you. God bless you. Now we have Miss Vera on the line. She's going to petition heaven.
Heavenly Father, first of all, I'd like to say thank you for letting us see another day, one that we've never seen before. And Father God, I just want to just touch the heart of the people, Father, that were suffering, for the five police officers, and also the people that had killed, the officers that killed the people instantly. But, Lord, you know all things because you search the heart. Father God, I just need you just to touch, Father, each and every one of them, and let them know that you're still here, Father. Although things may change, days may change, people may change, but you never change. Father God, let them know you're still here, Father. You're still looking out for them, Father. You're still God, and besides you, there is no other. Father God, touch their life. Touch their family life, Father. Let them know that you're the strength that they need to lean on. Father God, and please, Father, don't let the devil steal each and every people's mind, running to and fro trying to see who he can devour. Father God, because you is in the midst of it, Father. You sent your son, Father, to die for our sins, Father, not to have the devil run through here and poison the people's minds. Father God, please, Jesus, in the name of Jesus, Father God, please touch their heart. Let them know that you, Father, is God, and you still love them, Father, regardless of what they think. Father, it's not about who is on the YouTube or who is on the Internet. Father God, you know there's no two wrongs. Don't make a right. Everything, Father, that you touch, as you say, Father God, touch their life. Let them know that you are here for them, not the devil, not looking and seeing who all people this is, because we know there's two sides to a story. Father God, touch their heart and change it, Father. Father God, let them know that you're still here for them. Lord, I just feel that this is going too far, Father. I just need you, Father, just to come and let them know that you love them. Love, Father. Love to stay. Love never dies. And you gave your only begotten Son. Father God, you say, there'll be no word. But two or three gathered together, there you will be in the midst. Of all these people that's praying, Father, I know you're in the midst right now, Father. Touch us, Father. Touch them, Father. Let them know you're still here for them. Let them know you love them. It's you, Father. You, and besides you, there is no other. Thank you. In the name of Jesus, pray.
In the name of Jesus, God bless you. God bless you. Petitioning heaven on behalf of those that seen the lost hope there. Petitioning heaven and asking God to intervene on our behalf. The phone lines are lit up here, and people say they are praying. They are praying. They're in their secret room. They're in their closet. They are praying. They are praying. And the word tells us to continue to pray. 2 Chronicles 7:14 said, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and I will forgive them of their sin and I will heal the land. God, we ask for a healing, dear Lord. We ask for a healing, dear Lord. From the north to south and east to west, dear Lord. Send us a healing, dear Lord. We pray, dear Lord, for those brothers and sisters that's under the bridge, dear Lord, that don't have a place to lay their head, dear Lord. We pray, dear Lord, for a healing, dear Lord, in the name of Jesus. We pray that they find comfort, dear Lord, in the middle of the night, dear Lord, that you speak to them, dear Lord, through your Holy Spirit, and you let them know, dear Lord, that you love them, dear Lord. That you put a hedge of protection around those men and women and those boys and girls, dear Lord, that's living on the street, dear Lord. And let them know that you love them, dear Lord. Let them know, dear Lord, that you will never leave them nor forsake them. We lift up our brothers and our sisters that's incarcerated, dear Lord, downtown Dallas, the one that's in the jailhouse, at the North Tower, dear Lord. We pray for that, for every floor, dear Lord, from the first floor all the way to the ninth floor, dear Lord. We pray for those men, dear Lord, that's in solitary confinement, that seem to be locked out, Lord, but you had a key to open up every door in the name of Jesus, dear Lord. We pray for those brothers, dear Lord, that's in the psych ward, dear Lord. We pray that you grab them by the rings of their minds, dear Lord, and you let them know that there is a God in the name of Jesus, dear Lord. Dear Lord, we pray for those brothers that are going to court tomorrow, dear Lord. We pray, dear Lord, that you show them favor, dear Lord. Not the favor, dear Lord, that they can take for granted, but the favor they know if it had not been for God on my side, what would I do? Dear Lord, we ask you, dear Lord, to sit them before a righteous judge, dear Lord, for we know, dear Lord, that we have unjust judges that are sitting, because one judged our Lord and Savior, dear Lord, but we know that you have all power in your hand. Nothing goes before you unless you first ordain it in the name of Jesus, dear Lord. We pray for those, dear Lord, that already been to court, that the verdict have been rendered, dear Lord, and families' lives have been shattered. We pray for those mothers, dear Lord, that is crying on their on their bed of affliction for their son, dear Lord, that they've done the best they can and that son has gone astray. We pray for that that daughter, dear Lord, that had walked out the house, dear Lord, and no one knows where she is, and she just living to and fro, dear Lord. We pray, dear Lord, that you keep her safe, dear Lord, and grab her by the rings of her mind, dear Lord, and allow her to be able to come back to the family, dear Lord. For we know that there's nothing too hard for God. Precious Lord, our God, we pray for those, dear Lord, that is on their way to Huntsville, that are on their way to the prisons, dear Lord. We pray, dear Lord, that you let them know, dear Lord, that you're a company keeper. You give them a word, dear Lord, a rhema word to keep them, dear Lord, and let them make good use of their time, dear Lord. For we know that you are restored, dear Lord. You have no respect of person. For what you've done for one, you'll do for another. In the name of Jesus. Precious Lord, our God, we pray for our juveniles, dear Lord. The young men that's in juvenile center here in Dallas and throughout this state, dear Lord, across this country, dear Lord. We pray that our young men realize, dear Lord, that they are our future. They realize that these young men have things, dear Lord, that's embedded in them they know not of, dear Lord. We have young men, dear Lord, that can be great doctors. They had a cure for the next disease, dear Lord, that's laying dormant, dear Lord, that we don't have no idea for. Those young men that's incarcerated, dear Lord, they had a key, dear Lord, for it comes from you, dear Lord. We pray for those young men, dear Lord, to be very gifted and talented in the right sense, dear Lord. For our young men, they understand finances, dear Lord. They understand business, dear Lord, but let them use it for your glory in the name of Jesus, dear Lord. We ask you to restore those homes, dear Lord. Bring back the things, dear Lord, that the enemy attempt to steal, dear Lord. And sometimes we give them away, dear Lord, in the name of Jesus. Precious Lord, as we come before you, dear Lord, with thanksgiving and humbleness of heart, dear Lord, we pray for everyone on this prayer line, dear Lord. We pray, dear Lord, that you continue to keep them and continue to keep us united in prayer. We pray for those, dear Lord, that's struggling with health issues, dear Lord. We ask you to touch them, dear Lord, from the top of their head to the bottom of their feet. We cast diabetes back to the pits of hell. Migraine headaches, dear Lord, we cast it under our feet and we trample on it in the name of Jesus, dear Lord. We pray for upset stomachs, dear Lord, and nervous condition in the name of Jesus. We pray that no weapon formed against your people shall prosper in the name of Jesus. Allow us to put on that whole armor of God that we may be able to fight out the wiles of the enemy. Precious Lord, our God, we thank you, dear Lord. We thank you for having a mindset to come before you in prayer, dear Lord. Sometimes, dear Lord, our city officials and our elected officials, they wrestling with things to do, dear Lord. But your word said, if we humble ourselves and seek your face, you will restore us, dear Lord. We ask for a restoring of our nation, dear Lord. Restoring, dear Lord, of the finances. Restoring of families, dear Lord. Restore health in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, dear Lord. In the name of Jesus. We thank you for your grace and your mercy. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, dear Lord. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. We thank you.
Why your spirit upon all flesh. You said that the young people shall prophesy. And God, the young people need you like never before. For the enemy is on attack. So now, God, I pray against all type of gun violence. I pray against the shooting that's in our schools. I pray against suicidal thoughts. I pray against drugs. I pray against bullying. And I speak over the lives of the young people that they will not fall into the hands of temptation. The young people will get back in place with you. They will hunger for holiness. And the hunger will be so great that it will be unexplainable. In the name of Jesus, God, I declare right now that we, your young people, we will present ourselves as living sacrifices. Our lives are in your hands. We make the choice. We make the vow right now that, God, we will not give in to peer pressure. We will not give in God, to suicidal thoughts. We will not give in until what the enemy has to offer. We will not give in until the plans of the enemy. But God, we stand and we say we will be holy. We will keep our bodies pure. We will keep our bodies pure. We'll keep our minds pure. In the name of Jesus, we will not give in to drugs. We will not give in to drinking. We will not give in to smoking. But God, we will stand for holiness. We will stand for what's right. So God, we cry out, purify us, Lord. Purify us, Lord. Sanctify us. Cleanse us, God. We want to be holy. We want to be like you, Lord. We want to be like you, Lord. We cry out today. We give ourselves to you. Our lives are in your hand. Our lives are in your hand. Oh, God, for we believe. You're raising up some planet shakers. You're raising up some demon slayers. You're raising up some Satan defeaters. And God, we stand right now and we say we will be the one. We will be the one that will show the enemy that he is a liar. He will not have all the young people. He will not have our minds. We will be the one. We will be the example. We will be the chosen. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Young people right there where you are, just lift up your hands and begin to tell God, God, I will be the one. God, I will be the one. He just want to know if he can have a will in them. He just want to know if he have a will in them that will stand up and declare to this nation, that will stand up and declare to this world that God is real. God is real. I will be the one. I will be the one.
Amen. God bless you. Amen. And what a mighty God we serve. We're getting ready to wrap up our special edition of Free on the Inside. It's time to pray. We want to continue to pray after we log off, and we ask you to continue to pray. We're going to ask Brother Eddie to close us out in a word of prayer. And thank you. Thank you. God is awesome. He's a good God.
Amen. Amen. Father God, once again, Lord, we come to you in the name of Jesus, Lord, who is the way, the truth, and the life. And Father God, thank you for hearing our prayers. And Lord God, we know that you answer prayers, Lord. And Father God, I'm standing in agreement with everybody that prayed tonight, Father, that the needs be met, Father God. And oh, Lord, just reach out and touch hearts that they may ask, what must I do to be saved in the name of Jesus? Oh, just thank you, Father. Father, I thank you for my brother Lewis, for the Free on the Inside, for all those who participated in the prayer tonight, Lord. Thank you for them. And bless them, Lord, as they go on their journey tomorrow. Lord, be with them and lead them in a safe way. In Jesus' name, amen.
Yeah. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. I want each and every one of you to continue to pray for our nation. Come pray for our town. Pray for our young men and women. Pray for the officer. Pray for all our city officials. Pray for our country. As we get ready to get out, we want to thank each and every one of you for lending your prayers. Because prayer is thankful a lot. So thank you. And as we get ready to get out of here, just meditate on this, on these songs and this music that's being played. And we want to thank God. Thank God.
Thank
you, they reveal how still I don't feel. I failed again, but with your hands you don't give up on me. What do you see?
How could this be? That all things get better, better, better. Not one mistake can undo grace. Your love's forever, ever, ever. The Ancient of Days whispers my name. Your master plan for me included enough mercy that flows from here to eternity. So bring on whatever, ever. You make all things work together, together, together. All things get better, better, better. All things get better. They keep reminding me how I don't believe. Yeah. know you're here with me.
Get better. Amen. Thank you for praying with us tonight. You have been listening to a special edition of Free on the Inside. It's time to pray. We're going to continue to go before God in the most humblest way we know, praying with thanksgiving in our heart. Amen. Praying for one another, praying for our country as a whole. We ask you to continue to pray, 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 because things changes when you pray. Until we meet again, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Amen. And again, thank you for listening to this special edition, Free on the Inside. God bless you. Have a great evening.